This is The Gratitude Tree, written and read to you by Calvin Kent. Chapter 1. Ashilda's Gloomy Day. In the cheerful village of Sunnyville, where butterflies danced and the streets were lined with candy-colored houses, there lived a young girl named Ashilda. She had locks of hair that glowed like the last rays of the sunset, and when she giggled, it was like the tinkling of tiny bells. But lately, Ashilda hadn't been giggling much at all. You see, Ashilda had a frown that clung to her face tighter than the leaves on the big oak tree in her backyard. It wasn't because her toys were old. No, Ashilda had many wonderful toys. Her frown was because she often felt too busy to play. There was school, then homework, and then chores. By the time she could play, it was almost bedtime. On this particular day, as Ashilda trudged out of school, her little shoulders drooped and her frown seemed heavier than all her schoolbooks. She barely noticed the hopscotch smiles from her classmates or the whispering giggles of the playground swings. She decided to walk the long way home, past the twinkling stream and under the whispering willows. That's when she came upon old Granny Smith's house, where the garden was always a burst of color, no matter the season. Granny Smith was pottering about, picking up apples from the lush grass beneath her apple tree. "Why are you picking up those?" Ashilda asked, her voice as droopy as her frown. Granny Smith looked up, her eyes sparkling like two shiny apples. "Well, I'm going to make a big, delicious pie," she said, her voice as sweet as the fruit she held. "But you look tired, and picking up apples seems like more work," Ashilda commented, her frown deepening. Granny Smith chuckled and
sample complete. Ready to continue?